WILL has become particularly aware of the history of Illinois. Let's listen.
Celebrating Illinois Public Media's 100 years of broadcasting, we bring you this minute of Illinois history.
It's January 26th, and on this day in 1967, a major winter storm came to Illinois. In central Illinois, it produced high wind gusts and coated trees, utility lines, and broadcasting towers with ice, causing many of them to topple. Among the casualties was one of the two towers that transmitted the signal of WILL-AM at the University of Illinois. In Chicago, where temperatures were colder, the winter storm brought snow, 23 inches of snow in 29 hours, the greatest snowfall recorded in Chicago in a single storm. 50-mile-per-hour wind gusts created snowdrifts as high as 15 feet. A personal note, I was a kid in the Chicago suburbs during what's remembered as the Blizzard of 67, and for me, it was a fun adventure. But 60 people throughout the Chicago area died in the storm. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Public Media.
Support for this minute in Illinois history made possible by OSF Healthcare Children's Hospital of Illinois. Care designed just for kids. More details at osfchildrenshospital.org/kidsfirst.